time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Welcome to Abounding Grace. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the United Reformed Church in Linden. We're thankful that you've joined us today, and this week we take up an exciting subject of marriage and what God has ordained between the man and the woman in the marriage institution and the beauty of that. These are very important subjects in our day when there are so many things going on that are really an attack at the root of what God ordained and what God orchestrated at creation for the man and the woman and for society to function in an orderly way. Well, I think of, as we begin here today, the words of Ephesians chapter 5. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. We're going to begin with that today and start a sort of sub-series in Ephesians on marriage and the family. And of course, the concept and the reality of marriage is not foreign to anyone. Every young girl from the earliest age dreams of her wedding day. Every young man cannot wait for the day until he meets his bride and gives the wonderful words, "I do." But everyone will tell you and will tell that young couple standing in front of the church making their vows that the honeymoon period will soon end. Though at that moment, the only thing the couple knows is love, bubbling over with emotion, a sort of unconscious bliss. And everyone seems to be quite moved, of course, with a wedding. It's an emotional time. It's a time of joy, as many of those attending remember the glory days, if you will. But unfortunately, this bliss is really short-lived in the whole scheme of things. And the reality of most marriages in the United States is that they are not so blissful. One pastor made a very, very powerful comment. He said, it starts this way from bliss and gradually descending into war, characterized by bickering, bitterness, discontent, separation, and then divorce. This pastor goes on to say, God has designed the marriage relationship to be one man and one woman for life, and a perfect institution. But today, confronted with real struggles that occur, most simply bail out, don't they? The other night, I sat at a wedding where a pastor admitted that even in the church, those whom he has married, at least 20% haven't made it. Most of the time, those affected by such ruin, such degradation, are searching for answers. And as the world seeks to give its plan for marital success, book after book comes out, it provides nothing really by way of hope. Divorce rates simply keep on climbing. The process continues, and today we have a real-life epidemic of divorce that is being treated as something normal. Just look at Hollywood. It's even prized. Well, this morning and the rest of this week, I want to look at the biblical design for marriage and the family. And it does provide us with many answers in the book of Ephesians in terms of the roles that God has commanded for husbands and for wives. A beautiful, submissive order that he has designed at creation so that people might not, and especially the Christian, might not pattern themselves after the world's corruption of this beautiful marriage institution. This morning, we consider the role of the woman. And here, I guess, as a Bible teacher over the radio, I find myself with a bit of a challenge. We live in a day, of course, when feminism prevails. And even if in churches around the world, they would adamantly disagree with the ideals of feminism, the effects and the influences have certainly not left us untouched. Think about this. The destruction of old Christian culture is going very well. We can just rehearse some of the things to show this. There is the victory of the sexually liberated over abstinence, divorce over lifelong monogamy, women as breadwinners over women as homemakers, humankind over mankind, children's rights over parents, freedom over commitment, a me over a we generation, immediate gratification over deferred gratification, lust over modesty, new history is all the time being brought forth over patriotic history, government of the courts over government of the consensus of the people, postmodern over modernity, political correct speech over free speech, Eastern spirituality over Western spirituality, and you see that today in Hollywood. Even the BCE or ACE over BC and AD. Everything has gone backwards, hasn't it? Everything. And the modern feminist movement, of course, has never been stronger. Feminism has sought to bring an end to God, and the idea of the father's care of the family is being eliminated, and the foundational structure of patriarchy is being wiped out. Mother's Day and Father's Day have been eliminated in many places. And the motivation? Well, sadly, so many children now come from homes where there isn't a mother or a father. And we have to say, looking at all of this and looking at the damage that's been done, the God-ordained roles, at least today, as we start with the role of the woman, has been crushed. Go back just 50 years ago. And the model woman, at least in America, was a June Cleaver or a Harriet Nelson. Today, the number one show on ABC, what ratings, at least, you know, last year, and I haven't looked at it this year, but it's Desperate Housewives. The title is so telling of the wickedness in the last days, the epitome of hatred to God. 50 years ago, in this country, on the magazine cover, the mother was represented as a homemaker, and that was an honorable role. One who delighted in modesty, preparing dinner in the home, reading to children in the rocker, teaching them values and morals, being chaste in dress and in conduct. A modesty that was prized. And these pictures presented to us today are scorned. On the front of the magazine today is either a woman in a business suit ready to leave the home, heading out into the working world, or is in a bathing suit, tanned, and the emphasis is all on physical fitness, not only to promote lust, but to fuel an incessant drive for independence. Independence. Never before have divorce rates been higher. It's now well above 50% of all marriages end in divorce. And today they say that 2 out of every 3 children are put into a daycare or institution because the woman is working. It's no wonder families are breaking up. It's no wonder children are dysfunctional. They've been completely deprived of seeing the man and the woman function in the roles that God ordained and orchestrated and commissioned at creation. Marriage, my friends, is the most foundational institution. God has set it up so that everything else in life would be built upon it. If it breaks down, the entire structure of our society will break down into moral bankruptcy. And the fact is that we're faced with is that a marriage is under ferocious attack today from Satan. It was James Boyce, a pastor in Philadelphia a few years back before his death. He spoke of an alarming trend in his large church in Philadelphia. He said, "We've noticed in marriage and counseling situations over the past few years, a pernicious," and isn't that an interesting word to use there, "a pernicious attempt to justify divorce and remarriage on supposedly biblical grounds and constantly manipulated by the one who wants the divorce." So the manipulation, the justification, all these things become very common and really tend to challenge the whole institution that God has set up. Pastor after pastor today is telling the same story with the same scenarios. Nothing is new. My friends, the whole family structure as we know it seems to be crumbling right in front of us. How did we get into this mess? Maybe the more important question should be, Lord, how do we get out of this mess? We're going to look at all of these questions, but this week and in the coming weeks. But in light of our text in Ephesians chapter 5, we have to say that any marital failure, any breakdown, even divorce, is an abandonment of the roles that God has given within the family structure and a breakdown and a neglect of those roles. Well, this morning, I only have a few more minutes with you, but I want to think a little bit of the implications of Paul's exhortation in verse 21 of Ephesians chapter 5. And therefore, he says, now this is the general principle before he breaks into the roles of men and women, and he says there, we are to submit to one another in the fear of God. And from this verse, the apostle launches into three ways in which this submission is evidenced and most honors God in all of our lives. And the first one, he says, is wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Now, what you will notice here is that submission is the key focus. Submission is on his mind. The Greek word means to put in subjection, to obey, to be under authority. It has the meaning of falling in the right place in line. Now, I guess you have to qualify this. What we're speaking of here is the role of the woman. God has appointed a certain role, and it's not one of tyranny. Immediately people hear that, subjection, and they think oppression. But nothing is farther from the truth. Here's what I want you to think about today. God sees it as something honorable when the woman fulfills the role that he has assigned to her. Why? Well, there's the danger to forget that in the family structure, there's a patterning of Christ in the church. And as Christ gave himself for his bride, the church, we're going to look at God calls husbands to give themselves to their wives. We're going to look at that. Husbands, don't get off the hook here. And in doing that, it pictures, as magnificent as it is, Jesus Christ shedding his blood and willingly laying down his life for his people. An unruly and unsubmissive church would make a mockery of that work, right? We would all agree to that. A subjective body experience, however, experiences his warm embrace, his tender love, his affection as a hen gathering her chicks, so too a woman who does not submit to her husband does not realize the damage she's bringing to herself and to her own husband who's called to lead her by giving himself for her. She's forfeiting the love and caring protection that God has given to her. It's no wonder today that the independent woman rejecting the normal family structure is finding herself groping around without any fulfillment. She's living uncharacteristically of what she was created to be and what God assigned to her. May we think about that today, how our lives as Christians model the great and wonderful work of Christ's love for his church, his bride. Personal invitation to you to join us for worship at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays. You may visit us at www.lindenurc.com or you may call 360-318-0429. May you continue to find your only comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation.